Capital on the 15th of August. I'm sure there's many fans out here in Australia who remember Hanson. They've been prolific, 16 million albums worldwide, multiple Grammys. The new album is Anthem, and joining us, I'm very pleased to say, is Zach Hanson. How are you, Zach?
I'm doing good.
Do you have fond memories of Australia?
Definitely. Our last tour, which is just a couple of years ago, was all sold out, all the shows, and just an amazing response for fans. To be a band that even gets to have fans around the world is just, that's a huge thing. And then to have such fond experiences of fans really coming out year after year, 15 years, after a record, still singing songs from those albums and albums since then. That's really huge. And so, that's what you want to do as a band. And when they get to come to life and be a reality, you kind of pinch yourself and say, wow, I didn't think this could happen.
Zach, the new album, Anthem, how has it been received?
It's been received really well. I think with every album, we try and bring a little something new to the table to keep ourselves excited, but there's core sensibilities about our band that I think will always stay true. And we grew up listening to 50s and 60s American rock and roll and mm-hmm. Motown records, so that's in there. We love harmony, we love the kind of melodies, hopefully, that kind of get stuck in your head, very singable. But this album has just a little more rock to it, a little more, the guitar kind of makes a comeback, the title is Anthem. The new album's called Anthem, and I think that's really indicative of some of the feelings of the songs on this record that make it unique. It's this size to it. There's a space that really was almost thought about the whole live performance of saying, wow, I really want to write this record thinking about the fans singing the songs with us and how that'll feel when we play it on stage.
I'm sure it'll be a big hit. I was interested to read in the press notes, Zach, that some R&B influences also.
Yeah, we are guys from, the middle of America and Oklahoma, but we were lucky to grow up listening to a lot of stuff not from this part of the country, and, Memphis Soul, Motown records, and people like, the Jackson 5 and Otis Redding and Aretha Franklin. So you definitely hear, I think, some of that in this record. That's something that just creeps more and more to the forefront of our music. We make pop rock music, but with those backbones and sort of those as the bar for trying to write music that hopefully will last 50 years.
I see that you've been influenced also by AC/DC. Just wanted to mention, you might not be aware of this, that Malcolm Young is ill at the moment, and there was some talk that AC/DC wouldn't be touring anymore. How much of an influence, or how much do you enjoy AC/DC's music, Zach?
Oh, hugely. There's several songs in particular on this record that, they're such a band that is able to take three chords, four chords, and build a whole album and a whole style around it. Such attitude in their music. You can't give them enough credit for just the rock and roll that there's no frills and nothing to hide behind in such a great way. Songs like Fired Off the new record definitely have, I think, feelings and pulling from listening to records like High Voltage, which we just love that record in particular. But that's terrible. He's sick and they're not touring. That's no good, man.
We're speaking with Zach Hanson from the band Hanson, the new album Anthem, and they are touring Australia. We're all looking forward to that. Zach, wanted to mention, I did a bit of research here and realised that obviously the years go on since you started out in 1997 with that really big hit that I'll ask you about in a little while. But the question that I'm going to ask you is about the fact that between you and your brothers, now you have families and partners. Do you get to travel with your children as well, or do the kids stay at home?
It really depends, but we try to bring them as much as possible, at least my family. I know I'll be bringing my wife and kids back on this Australian tour, which is going to be fun. It's really about taking adventures together, and I think we live kind of a crazy lifestyle. People ask, how do you keep things normal, or how do you? And the answer is really, it's not normal. It never will be. It's just a different kind of thing, and it has great advantages like traveling the world together, but also sometimes long periods of being away. almost like a traveling salesman, having to go and sort of peddle your goods to people. And so we try and just make every day kind of an adventure and look the bright side of things and what this kind of lifestyle, you know, adds to the world, to the life, not just what it takes away.
Look, I guess you were very young when Mbop hit worldwide, a massive hit, and obviously has changed your life. So living a life that's not normal, I guess, is normal for you. How big was it? Do you recall exactly when Mbop was the worldwide hit, how it changed your life? And the other part of the question is, how do you feel when you hear that song now?
Sure. Well, I'll answer the last part first and say, I'm extremely proud of that song. Obviously, you continue to make music, and down the road, you want everyone to know every single thing you're doing. You know, I want everyone to know the new album, the new single, but that doesn't actually take away from being proud of that song. You know, we've always written our own music, and so there's nothing throughout our career where we're like, oh, that was someone else's idea.
Mm.
Yeah, and so you're able to sort of take ownership and feel proud of the fact that the music that you made years and years ago is still standing up at a level where people are wanting to remember it, wanting to connect with it, and saying, you know, that defined, part of this point in my life, and that's a huge thing.
No, I just wanted to ask you, look, I'm a little bit embarrassed to have to ask you this question, but I have here at 6BR in Perth, I have had numerous requests, and I'm sure you get this one a lot. What does the actual words relate to? I guess, is it a feeling?
The song Mbop is really a reflection of, I think, what we were going through as young kids in Oklahoma who were choosing to do things that were outside the box. We had a lot of friends who really didn't understand the fact that we wanted to go out and be a band and work and play shows on the weekends when they were just having sleepovers and other things like that. And so that song really talks about the fact that it says in the verse, you have so many relationships in this life, only one or two will last. You go through all the pain and strife, then you turn your back and they're gone so fast.
Mm.
And so that's really, the Mbop is a reflection of the fact that life is sort of this fleeting thing. The feeling people get when they hear Mbop, the doobadop is just this, and then it's gone. It's sort of light and fluffy and gone. And that's really sort of in contrast to the statement of the verses where they're saying everything will be gone, so you better grab it now if it matters. If that relationship, if that friendship, if that dream you have for your life is really what you want, don't wait, because in an Mbop, you'll be old and gray.
Well, the new album is Anthem. Hanson, the band, will be coming out to Australia all through August, performing at Metropolis Fremantle the 15th of August. I'm sure tickets will sell really, really quickly to that. One final question, Zach, that I have to ask you. Can the OKC get it done in the NBA Finals?
I have a lot of faith. We are huge OKC fans. The Thunder are awesome, and I believe in them.
Excellent. Well, I hope you and your family have a great time out here in Australia, and I'm sure the tour and the new album will be enormous successes. Thanks for your time today, Zach.
Thank you very much.
The WA Academy of Performing Arts in association.